This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Hype. Welcome to the Hlangana Midday Show. We connect your mornings to your afternoon. And we are still broadcasting live from Elangeni Hotel as we are on day two. We are at the second regional traditional medicine symposium 2025. And the theme is harnessing African indigenous knowledge for good health and well-being. And right with me right now, I do have Ngzotsinje to organize of the whole program. We do have Ms. Timba, and who's going to be telling us more about what is actually happening here today. But I just want to tell you a bit about her. She's a senior lecturer in an environmental health practitioner at Mangosuthu University of Technology, who serves as an ambassador at OWSD to promote women in STEM at MUT, and has received various research awards. I know what I'm saying it right, but yes, I'm not going to tell you all about it. I'm just going to quickly welcome her on the show. Ms. Tembane, welcome to MUT Radio.
Sanbonani, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I said Miss. I'm saying it right.
It's Miss.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Yes. So it's day two today. So I want you to paint the picture for us on what is happening here today and how is it different from yesterday's program.
Okay. Ngicela ukuthanda nje ukubingelela abalaleli bakho wherever they can reach this beautiful radio. Izolo, we were showcasing research that is done by students from diploma level up to postdoc level. So we showcase the research that is done that pertains to traditional medicine and indigenous knowledge systems. Okusho ukuthi bekukhonjiswa iresearch that has to do with amakhambi esintu nokwelapha kwesintu neyindlela zokwazi kwesintu. So from students. Then namhlanje siphethe abaphathi, siphethe your funders, siphethe your managers, the decision makers, the policy makers. All those people are the ones that we are engaging with here. Bonke osomaqhuzu. So this is a broader engagement part of the symposium day two. And this is where we are speaking about what is there in practice, how can we improve practice, and who is responsible for improving practice. And we are having a conversation so that everybody's voice is also considered in the conversation around indigenous knowledge systems and medicinal plants.
Oh, that is amazing. Now, the thing for this year is harnessing African indigenous knowledge for good health and well-being. So, can you tell us more about the theme? What does it mean and why you chose it?
We all know that medicinal plants have been used for centuries to cure different ailments in our communities. We have jamopet omkutlan, utate ginger and garlic, we mix in a honey and we have it to cure your flu using the natural ingredients. So because the siyazi ukuthi uyachatha nangamaboza nangalinani, sithi ke thina, how about we gather together and we discuss ukuthi yiphi le ndlela esingayenza ngayo ukuthi sazi ukuthi lupho cwaningo lwenziwayo ka biomedical research, ka nature conservation, and every other field that pertains to good health, ukuze sithi curb the spread of disease. For instance, kunabantu athi ibe nesifo mhlampe esingalapheka, sike sithi nje isifo sikashukela noma i-cancer, athi methatha leyo medication ayinikezwa udokotela abesebenzisa imbiza ethile noma uvukahlali noma i-multivitamin. Abanye baphuza imoringa every day, abanye baphuza i-aloe vera inhlaba. Ukwenzani? Ukubooster immune system yakhe ukuze ikwazi ukufight off whatever disease they have. So-ke la sithi ke we are using yesterday's knowledge to cure or to solve today's problems using medicinal plants and indigenous knowledge systems.
Yes, so and yesterday there were also traditional, I'm sure they are here also today, traditional.
Yeah, they are.
Maybe what are you trying to do when you combine these two, maybe traditional healers and also people who are mostly in scientific things?
Okay, so what we're trying to do is to get everybody that is involved in human health in the conversation about human health. With Western medication, there will be a stigmatization, right? So now, because of that, we are saying there's no need for you to hide some moringa and some certain chronic medication. We are saying sonke iemiye to improve impilo abantu abaphila babe nempilo enhle babe nempilo ende, right? So because we all have the same end goal and we are servicing the same clientele, how about we gather ourselves in one room and come up with more solidified and more sustainable solutions that will improve impilo yomphakathi wethu.
Yeah, that is amazing. And before I let you go, you also mentioned was there students also yesterday they were doing presentations. Now, if maybe I would ask you, maybe beyond this symposium, what is the role maybe the students are doing?
Okay, so abafundi abanye benza ucwaningo lwaka biomedical sciences, abanye benza ucwaningo lwaka environmental health, abanye benza ucwaningo lwaka nature conservation. So let's say we are totally camp. Utilia 7, siyagcwaninga elebo. Ekucwaningeni kwakho kufanele indlela in which you harvest it. Ungahavesti isihlahla such that ngakusasa sesomila sisasebenzi asisakwazi ukuba naso ngonyaka ozayo. Or the next generation will never know about that plant because when so overharvestile yaze extinct int. That's where our nature conservationists come in and our ecologists come in. Ukuthi yes, do use these plants and do establish their biomedical efficacies, but you need to also ensure ukuthi you conserve them so that future generations can also have access to them. So that's the combination. So abafundi, they are in all those disciplines and they are doing research, and some of them are hands-on. They are part of the ushers, they are part of the team that is ensuring the smooth running of the whole symposium. So sibambisene at all levels.
Yes, and I love the emphasis on preserving nature, because Mr. Mkhize yesterday mentioned the same thing, that the challenge that they face in Ezemvelo wildlife. You see, sometimes they could not see what abantu benzani, but if people come to them, this is what you can do.
Over harvested. So as much as we are saying these plants have a benefit to health, but in jela that we harvest them,
yes, thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Seman. Maybe before I let you go, what are you hoping that people take out from this symposium today?
I'm hoping that we just don't have a gathering. So this is a week-long celebration. At this Wednesday, Jama celebrations, say koleni sifundise ngokupreserva kwezihlahla namabenefits ezihlahla in health, and si-engage at the same buzini, si-engage nabelaphi bendabuko at all levels. And then namhlanje sizokhuluma ngocwaningo namafunding nanokuthi imaphi ama-policies ney'nqubomgomo zokuthi senze ama-research futhi si-communicate kwi-public leyo research, because ayisho lutho i-research yakho uma izohlala elab noma ihlale kwi-publication. We are more than ama-publications nama-peer reviews. We need to have i-research ezoba nomthelela neqhaza elibambayo emphakathini, because igalelo is what we are looking for. Sifuna ukwenza impilo noma umsebenzi wethu ube ne-impact emphakathini. Ukuthi ngithe uma ngilihluza leli khambi lasebenza, ngahamba ngayokhuluma nomphakathi ukuthi asiyisebenzise kanje, but also still preserve leli khambi ngendlela yokuthi. So we don't want just ukuthi communicate ukuthi siyasetshenzwa. Kufanele kube nendlela yokuthi i-practice ke senze njani-ke going forward. Emva kwalokho kube nokubambisana as ama-traditional healers anolwazi lwasendulo, angithi thina sine-scientific knowledge.
kube ne knowledge cooperation kungabe ngazofuna ufike ozothatha ahambe ayothola i NRF rating nama publications ashiye umunye enga benefits. So we want a mutual benefit sharing relationship with abelaphi bethu bendabuko basibone ukuthi iy'ngane zethu lezi ezenza le-research angeke ziyithathe ngolunye usuku zishiye ngaphandle. So it's such a beautiful atmosphere la njengoba ubona wonke umuntu wenene bahlobile abantu bahle inhliziyo evulelekile ngoba we've created that, we've already started creating that relationship and we are hoping to sustain those relationships so that this knowledge co-creation is not just something that is on paper, but ERP.
That is strong. Ms. Simone, thank you very much for joining us on MET Radio, and we hope you wish you all the best with the program today.
Thank
you.
This is an MET Radio podcast.